Hello, everyone. Wonderful Wednesday to you. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, and we've got a rendezvous with the news. But before we do, I have to ask, raise your hand if you have a Halloween costume picked out yet. I do. Any guesses? No, it's not Mr. Clean, Agent 47, or Handsome Squidward, though I would rock those with pride. Hit me up on TikTok or Insta at CoyWire with your best guesses or even some suggestions. All right, let's get this show started. Finland, a country in Northern Europe that shares an 800-mile border with Russia, is taking steps to join NATO. This after decades of the nation maintaining independence. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is a military alliance between 30 countries, and members agree to help one another if they ever come under attack. After Russia invaded Ukraine, Finland decided to join. There's history here, too, as Finland was invaded by the Soviet Union in 1939 in what was named the Winter War, which happened at the beginning of World War II. During the conflict, Finland faced massive artillery bombardments from the Soviets. We're going to travel now to the Finnish capital of Helsinki, where CNN correspondent Nick Robertson takes us on an underground tour of a city that has more than 5,000 bunkers designed to protect its citizens from attack.
Question is, when is a parking garage not a parking garage? And the answer is when it's part of a tunnel and bunker network to be used in case of war. And there's one country threatening that war, potentially the big threat, Russia.
Tommy Rask, Helsinki City Rescue Department, is going to show us around.
So if we go and see the main entrance.
20 meters, 60 feet below ground, cut into Helsinki's bedrock.
How quickly can you put this together in case of war?
72 hours.
And 6,000 people in here, how many people can you fit in shelters in the whole of Helsinki?
Over 900,000.
So that's enough for the population plus visitors?
Yeah, it is.
The government's been building bunkers here since the 1960s. 5,500 in Helsinki, more than 50,000 across the country. Enough for 80% of the country's 5.5 million population.
Deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
But the scale of it, not the only surprise. Some of it's open to the public.
What's this?
Floorball game.
This is a bunker with a sports hall. Oh my goodness. It's a goal.
Much of it dual use to offset the costs.
So this is one example of our dual purpose use of the shelter.
Dual purpose, yeah. Yeah. So sports every day of the week. Time of crisis, what happens here?
All the sporting goods stacked away. All these halls, these sheltering halls, are divided by smaller sheltering rooms.
And not just sports halls, children's play areas, possibly the safest in the world. Cafes, even a swimming pool.
Just a sheltering hall, but with a pool.
Yeah, with an Olympic-sized pool.
Olympic-sized, okay. Wow.
Everything here with one purpose in mind. Blast doors, gas barriers, decontamination areas.
And now it's a car park.
It's a car park.
Again. That's quite a bizarre feeling.
Yeah.
One minute you're preparing for a war, the next minute you're playing hockey, and now it's a car park.
Yeah. Here you can see the different layers.
And before we leave, Rask shows us another shelter just begun.
Drill a hole in it, put explosives in, blow it, and move forward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Cheers. Bye. Up here come the traffic. This looks like the way out. Absolutely fascinating. Intriguing.
Next up, we're heading to the Asian continent, where the South Korean boy band BTS is in the news this week. But not because the popular K-pop band has a new song out, it's because the band and all its members are stopping to join the South Korean army. The nation requires all able-bodied men to serve at least 18 months in the armed forces by age 28, due to ongoing threats from North Korea. Fans are upset, and I mean they are hot. no new tours or music for BTS for several years. The plan is for the band to get together again around 2025 after all seven members complete their service. The decision could also come with an economic cost. Analysts project that between 2014 and 2023, the group would have contributed $29.4 billion to the South Korean economy.
This announcement today has ended months of speculation. Will they? Won't they? We now know that BTS will be going into their mandatory military service. We heard from the label Big Hit Music saying, quote, they respect the needs of the country. Now, this has been under speculation, as I say, for months. This has been debated within the South Korean parliament itself as to whether or not BTS should be exempted or whether they should be carrying out their mandatory service. It is a conscription that all able-bodied men between the ages of 18 and 28 do need to go and serve in the military. Now, it was increased by 2 years just a couple of years ago to the age of 30, just for those who excel in popular culture and art. So it did defer somewhat the decision for BTS and gave them some breathing space. But the argument for their exemption is that there are some sportsmen who have won Olympics medals, Asian Games medals, who have been exempted from military service. There's also some classical musicians, award-winning global musicians and singers that have been exempted as well. But it was decided and it was debated at length that BTS should go ahead. Big Hit Music saying, quote, both the company and the members of BTS are looking forward to reconvening as a group around 2025. So certainly the BTS Army, as their very passionate fans are known, we'll be looking forward to that date. Paula Hancock's CNN Seoul.
10-second trivia. Which of these animals is nicknamed the canary of the sea? Beluga whales, dolphins, stingrays, or penguins? Belugas it is. Their rounded forehead is flexible and capable of changing shape, allowing them to make noises such as a series of chirps, clicks, and whistles. No, my bald head cannot do that. For today's 10 out of 10, we've got a story that'll blowhole you away. Long distance travel for large cargo can be overwhelming, but not with the Airbus Beluga cargo jet. The Airbus, which gets its name from its resemblance to a beluga whale, made a rare appearance on U.S. soil over the weekend. It landed at the Kennedy Space Center. CNN's space and defense correspondent Kristen Fisher has more.
Behold the Airbus Beluga, making a rare appearance over American soil this weekend with a special delivery to the Kennedy Space Center. The Eurostar Neo telecommunications satellite safely arrived in Florida in the cargo bay of this whale of a plane. The giant transporter is named for its resemblance to the beluga whale. First rolled out in the 90s, the Beluga ST was designed to move oversized cargo across the globe, from military hardware to aircraft parts for its own fleets. With a payload length of 39 meters, about 128 feet, it's one of the only planes that can transport space equipment. And spotting the Beluga is a treat for airplane enthusiasts. Aviation lovers in the U.S. got a look at this giant over the weekend for the first time since 2009, when it delivered Europe's Tranquility module for the International Space Station. And if you think this model is impressive, take a look at the Beluga XL. It has 30% more transport capacity than its little brother, but it only flies the European skies for now. Kristen Fisher, CNN.
Well, that's all I have time for now. Had a killer time with y'all. But before I go, our favorite part of the day. A special shout out to Frelinghuysen Middle School in Morristown, New Jersey. I hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, and I'll see you tomorrow.